In an age of home gene testing kits, powered by falls in the cost of sequencing, 47 genomes may not sound that impressive. But existing sequencing technologies produce incomplete results. They rely on reading short snippets of DNA and do not deal well with the long, repetitive regions that dot the genome. As Evan Eichler, a geneticist at the University of Washington, told a press conference, there are complex forms of genetic variation where we know the existing technology doesn't do a good job. It misses about two-thirds of those. The Pangenome Project uses newer, more accurate methods that allows researchers to spot variants that might otherwise be missed and to glean a better understanding of how exactly mutations arise. The new genomes, then, represent a big improvement on the status quo. But gaps remain. All the genomes were drawn from material donated to the 1,000 Genomes Project, a collection of anonymized samples which began in 2008. It suffers from a shortage of donations from the Pacific Islands and the Middle East. The researchers plan to fix that, but maximizing diversity is unlikely to mean sampling every part of the world equally. Most human genetic diversity is found within Africa, the species' ancestral homeland. People in the rest of the world are descended from a relatively small band who migrated outwards between 50,000 and 70,000 years ago. The researchers do not intend to catalogue every genetic variation there is. That would be a Sisyphean task. As Tobias Marshall, a computational geneticist at Heinrich Heine University, noted, every baby is born with dozens of mutations possessed by neither of its parents. Benedict Patton, a geneticist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and one of the authors of this week's clutch of papers, says the aim instead is to reach 350 high-quality genomes. That should allow the researchers to capture the vast majority of the genetic variation that is thought to be out there. That will give humanity a much more representative picture of one of its favorite research subjects, itself.